we are back with another Big Brother 27 stock report following the results of the head of household competition. Now, we do these reports only 48 hours removed from the last time we did some player rankings. So is this a little bit too early to do some stock reports, or is this the perfect time? That is up for you guys to decide. All I know is that there are some significant drops in my opinions on some of these players, especially after last night's head of household episode. Starting things off with the person who ends up winning the head of household, and that is Lauren. Her stock for me went down, and it went down tremendously for me. She was number 5 for me, and if I had to re-rank her, I would probably put her even in the not confident tier, because I do think that she is a fan of the game, and I do think that she, in theory, knows what she wants to do, but she is coming off so passive, and she's coming off so much like she doesn't have a mind of her own, and she wants to do what other people tell her and what the house wants so much that people are losing respect for her by the minute. So this head of household reign has not got off to a hot start for Miss Lauren. So Lauren, when it came down to it and she listed off her final nominations, they were who we predicted, which was Keanu, Kelly, and Will. And I just don't see these noms doing much in terms of flipping the house or making her head of household being something that is worth a damn. There are two distinct sides of the house, in my opinion, right now. You have the Rachels, the Morgan, and the Mickey of the world. And then you have more of the Vince, the Zachs, the Catherines, and the Adrians of the world, who are on that opposite side. And then you have the easy targets of the world, like Keanu, Kelly, and an easy pawn like Will. This head of household for somebody like Lauren, who is kind of in the middle of those two factions, could have been an opportunity for her to make herself a front runner, or to give herself an opportunity to show some teeth and say, here's a game move, here's my stamp, here's how I can show you that I am somebody to mess with, and I am not somebody who just listens to what everybody else wants to say. Right when she won the head of household, everybody's first initial fear was that Catherine was going to be running this head of household. It turns out that it was just everybody running this head of household. At least when you saw Jimmy, he had a beef with Keanu. It was a clear cut. This is my target. This is why I'm doing it. This week, Lauren doesn't have a single original thought for her head of household, and she just does basically a copy and paste of what the head of household did the week prior, and it shows the house's opinion on her is right. Although she's not really playing Catherine's game, she's playing everybody else's game. She brought in pretty much everybody one by one and asked them, what would you do if you were in my spot? And she even said, you know, nobody is offering themselves up as a pawn. What are they doing? No one's making my job any easier. No one wants to go on the block for me. And it's like, you haven't worked hard enough to build relationships with people where they will offer themselves up as a pawn. This mentality that new school Big Brother players have, that you're going to have multiple people offer themselves up to be a pawn for you on your head of household instead of being the kind of player that will step up and make moves, is just astounding to me. So Lauren right now, who does claim to be a super fan of the show, wants somebody to offer themselves up as a pawn, is right in the middle, probably more than any player, and she's in a situation where nobody's offered themselves up. She doesn't want to put Will up necessarily. Kelly offers herself up, and Keanu's a house target. It's just a boring way to play the game. The idea that you win your head of household and you take out a target, or you make a move, or you do something that adds something to your resume instead of doing what the house wants, is kind of a foreign concept in this era of Big Brother, and Lauren shows that. She is the prime showing of what a modern Big Brother player is, and it is very, very passive. Will's not going to go after you. Keanu said he wasn't going to go after her either. I don't think Kelly would have gone after her. Use this as a way to play the game of Big Brother. Use this as a way to build numbers on your side, build an alliance, build some sort of structure so you can move yourself forward. Use this as a way to build favors, to build deals, and to put people on the block that will hurt your winning chances of the game. Keanu and Kelly are not hurting your winning chances. In fact, if you take them off the block, you don't put them up, you do them a favor, they're going to be indebted to you and they're going to want to work with you. It's the same thing with Will. Will will want to work with you. He'll be indebted to you. He'll want to work with you. Rachel's kind of a dead man walking right now. Jimmy's a target from his own people. Ashley's somebody who people don't like, and it It's like you just don't want to cause even the tiniest wave of chaos because you're so passive. How can I create the least amount of drama? Nobody wants to form the numbers on their side to try and make a move. And she could have done that, but she took the easy route. And this is just defining what kind of player Lauren is. And I'm very down on her overall. I don't see the noms changing. I don't know the veto result. And I don't see the noms really kind of affecting the layout of the house or improving Lauren's game as a player. I don't think anybody's going to come out of this week, whether it's Keanu, Kelly, or Will going home and say Lauren's at the end. I know it's the early stages of the game still, but if Lauren's at the end and say she wins one other head of household, or even if that's her only head of household, whoever she gets out this week, that is not a resume move. Even if she gets to the end with somebody like Kelly, say, this is not going to be Kelly's last time on the block. And I think if Kelly saves herself, I think more people are going to vote for Kelly potentially to win than Lauren, because at least she fought for her right to stay there. I don't think this was good for her game. I do think that this is going to kind of hurt her game moving forward. I'm also a little bit down on Mickey as well. I didn't like how paranoid she was the entire time that she found out that Lauren was the head of household. She was really going to use that power when I don't think Mickey was even close to being on her radar. And I think that just kind of shows how not great of a read Mickey had on the house. Lauren was always going to make a conservative, boring move. I don't think this bodes well for Mickey for later down the line, because she is going to be paranoid a lot. This just gave me the vibe that she is going to kind of always be skeptical. And I think she kind of falls in the same boat as Morgan in that way. Jimmy didn't talk to him very much, and that hurt their feelings, and now they're all anti-Jimmy. If Rachel continues to check in with those two, because it seems like both of them are getting closer with Rachel, Rachel is going to be in much better favor with them. But Mickey seems like a paranoid player to me, and seems like she is going to kind of take everything a little bit personally here, and is going to be a little worried when certain things happen. I didn't like how paranoid she was during Lauren's head of household here. I also thought it was funny, because when she checked in with Lauren about what her nominations would be, Mickey said that she would honor the past HOH because the nominations didn't go through. She hated those nominations, and she hated that Jimmy didn't talk to her. And I thought that was hilarious, because she's lying right to Lauren's face. It's also not good for Lauren, because Mickey, who I do still think is one of the more bigger front runners in the game, is lying straight to your face. Lauren is having a mess of a week, and it's really showing how many people don't trust her. Mickey just overall paranoid, and I don't think I would have her as my second ranked player anymore, just based on how paranoid she has been. A stock up option, and probably the only player that I think has really gone up in my opinion, maybe Ava, who I do like, and I think Ava might replace Mickey as my number two player. We can say Ava's a stock up. She's playing both sides. I think if there's a player that is truly, truly in the middle, it is Ava. I think she is going to be an important vote for one side or the other, but my person who I think is a pretty definitive stock up after this episode is Rachel. Rachel approached Ava for a final two, and Ava obliged. In the diary room, Rachel said that she thinks that she could even beat her. I don't think it's that straightforward, especially with how low-key and how well I think Ava is playing the game, because she does have good connections with both sides of the house, whereas Rachel only really has connections with that one side of the house. I don't think it is going to be that straightforward for you, Rachel, but she avoids the block this week. What really it sticks out here is that the Mickey and the Morgans are so upset with Jimmy that they are going to switch to be closer with the Rachel and the Ashley side of the house, and they actually might want to target Jimmy, who I think Jimmy is a little bit aloof to that and would actually be on their side. You know, I don't think that'd be the best game move, but I could see it. But it's good for Rachel to be working with the Mickeys and the Morgans of the world after those two kind of had a chokehold. But after Jimmy's HOH, I think they are off of that, and they want to work with the likes of Rachel. And Rachel, I think, thought she was kind of dead in the water here, but I think she had a really good rebound here to get closer with Mickey and Morgan. Do think she does have a path forward, and she is pretty well connected. The only thing I didn't like in this episode, and maybe it's a little foreshadowing, I don't know, but Rachel was crying in the DR about new school Big Brother being so hard, and how she has to be super nice, and she feels like she's doing a really bad job because she hasn't won any competitions. But like, this has been the best that she has played from a gameplay standpoint in all three of her runs so far. She hasn't made really any waves. I think she has a really bad read on how her game has been. And if she just kind of goes and decides, hey, I'm going to start blowing people's game up because I'm having a rough go because I'm not winning competitions and I'm losing friends and all that, that could hurt her. But I do think with the Morgans and the Mickeys coming in and wanting to work with her, I do think that she is in a good spot. Just a couple quick points here at the end of the video. Will made a good point about how bad of a game move it is putting him up when there are people like Rachel, Zach, Vince, and Jimmy who are all bigger targets. Will has a good grasp on who's kind of running things. Vince got to Lauren about how people think she's playing Kat's game before anybody could go and talk to her. And these two have a final two, and Vince also has a final two with Kelly as well. So Vince has final twos with two people that most of the house doesn't really respect. So if Vince can play this or try to get some people to take a shot at each other so he can kind of get to the end with Lauren and Kelly, then that is going to be a walk in the park W for Vince. But it's going to be a tough, tough road because Vince is going to have to take that shot and Vince is going to have to get that blood on his hands. And I think he will. And I think he will because I think he's actually a player that knows he has to do that and he can't just play the house game and play passive, especially because I don't think this is a cast that's going to respect that. And I think you saw that with Jimmy's HOH, now with Lauren's HOH. Even though if you put up some of these threats, I do think that they are going to be set in the moment, but I do think they would respect the game move going forward. At the end of the day, my stock ups are Ava, Vince, and Rachel, and my stock downs are Lauren, Mickey. Alrighty guys, thank you for watching this episode of the BB Stock Report. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Well, who do you guys think? Who went up? Who went down after Sunday's episode? I want to know. Leave it in the comment section down below. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.